Chapter 14, Devotional 5. Are visitors welcome? Do you take God to work? Matthew 10, verse 40 tells us, "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." Many companies have formal policies and procedures for visitors. How they treat visitors speaks loudly about their core values and beliefs. For example, are visitors welcomed and treated warmly as part of the corporate family, or do they get a cold reception if they are a nuisance or intruder? Most companies require visitors to sign in at the front desk and get a visitor's badge before they can proceed. Industrial companies often require visitors to watch a safety video, sign a release form, wear a hard hat and safety goggles to tour the premises. In almost all cases, visitors are only allowed in certain areas and restricted from others. I've observed that many Christians operate in a similar fashion when it comes to their faith walk and relationship with Jesus. As a Christian, do you allow God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit unlimited access to your work and home life? Do you require advance notice so that you can do a walkthrough and tidy up all the mess before you allow them to come in and take a tour? Do you have limited days or hours of visitation? Do you keep certain areas of your life private and locked away, hoping Jesus won't notice? Does Jesus need a hard hat and goggles for protection from all the debris and sin in your life? In this verse, Jesus tells his disciples that whoever receives them receives him, and whoever receives him receives God. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you any areas of your work or home life where you need to change the way you receive heavenly visitors. Open your heart, office, and home today. Lay out a welcome mat for God. Invite him in and tell him, stay as long as he wants. You'll be glad you did. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to visit us and give us eternal life. Jesus, you are always welcome in my life. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.